Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, it's so wonderful to be with you once again this morning. And I believe that you are learning the Word of God. God is increasing you, and I believe that the Word of God is working in your life. You know, Paul is writing to the Philippian church and said that, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you, perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm confident in God that the word that we are sharing with you is working in your life and is causing you to produce results on every side, liberating you from all your limitations and letting you see the possibilities that are in you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, we've been talking about the law of sin and death, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You know, if you read in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, it says that there's now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You see, if you are in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation for you now. You have been made free. God has made you free. It says, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And it says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, has made us free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. So you see, we are no more servants to sin. We are now free. We are now servants of the Lord. You see, we are servants of the Lord now. That's what we are. So I'm sharing concerning you are free from sin. You see, you are free from sin. You have to know that you are free from sin. If you don't know you are free from sin, then you will forever be kept in bondage. You know, the devil will have you to be ignorant. If you don't know what God has done, if you don't know what God has done, you have problems. Hallelujah. And all you need to do is to agree with God concerning what he has done for you. That's all you need to do. You see, it's a matter of discovering what God has done for you and saying yes to what God has done for you. There's no need in struggling every single time, struggling to, you know, it's like I'm struggling to live right. There's no need to struggle. The struggle is over. Jesus has done it. You see, that limitation that was in our bodies, that prevented us from doing what God wanted us to do, fulfilling the law of our minds, has been taken care of. You must now reckon. That's why yesterday we spoke about reckon ye also. You see, you must reckon the fact that you are free. You are dead to sin and you are alive to God. You see, that is in Romans chapter 6, verse 11. When I'm reading in the Amplified Version, it says, even so, consider yourselves also dead to sin and your relation to it broken. You see, it says, even so, consider yourselves also dead to sin and your relation to it broken. Consider. That's what you need to do. Just acknowledge and recognize. You see, that's all you need to do. Acknowledge and recognize and put it to your account that you are dead to sin and alive to God. You see, it says, even so, consider. I'm reading the Amplified Version of Romans chapter 6, verse 11. Even so, consider yourselves also dead to sin and your relation to it broken. So you don't have any relationship with sin any longer. Your relationship with it is broken. But you are alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. We live in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. You see, how do you live in unbroken fellowship with him? By considering all that he has done for you. By saying yes to what he has done. You see, God lives in the light. If you read in 1 John, I want us to turn our Bibles to 1 John. This is so interesting. Chapter 1. Now, I'm reading verse 6. Okay. He says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Hallelujah. He says, if we say that we have fellowship with him, if we say we have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, we lie, you see, and do not the truth. He didn't say we lie and do not tell the truth. He says we lie and do not the truth. What does it mean to not do the truth? You see, it means you are not walking in the word of God. The word of God is the light of God's word. You see, the word of God is a light that God has given to us. Jesus said that whosoever followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The word of God is light. He says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. We must do the truth. We must walk according to God's word. What has God said about you? It's as simple as that. You see, your life has not gotten any better by condemning yourself and by looking at yourself in the wrong way. That's why the Bible says that there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Then he adds that who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. As long as you look at yourself with your optical eye, with your senses, you know, living your life with your senses, you will have problems. If you consider yourself as a normal person, as someone who's an ordinary person, and live according to what your senses tell you, then you're going to have issues. But if you live your life considering what God is saying, he says, that's what it means to walk in the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit means to walk in the light of God's Word. It means to walk in the recreated human spirit. That's what it means. It means to consider what God has done. And God says that he has made you free. You see, he says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. We are not supposed to walk in darkness. He says, we lie and do not the truth. Then verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us automatically from all sin. That's what he says. You see? But if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, what is the light? The word of God. You must agree. What does God say about me? God says that I'm dead to sin, I'm alive to him. I'm dead to sin, I'm alive to him. I agree. I have no fellowship with sin. I have fellowship with God continuously. That is how to do the word of God. Agreeing and acting like that. You say to yourself, I've got the life of God working in me. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm freed from sin. That's what you say to yourself. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.